All right, we've now been joined by Martin Truex Jr., finishing third today at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We'll take questions for Martin. And up first, we'll take our question from Jacob Seelman. Jacob, go ahead.
Thanks, Amanda. Martin, it was really a two-horse race, it felt like, for most of the day, and you were so good the first half to two-thirds of that race. Was it necessarily a case of you guys losing something there in that last stage, or maybe just a case where the four got a little bit better when he needed to at the end?
Yeah, no, we definitely we lost something. We you know, we were really strong the first two stages, and I was really happy with the car, and we just got too tight there, you know, the start of stage three, and made some adjustments on the pit stop. It just wasn't enough. So I don't know if the track changed or something changed in our car or what, but you know, we'll go back and look and figure it out. But just way too tight the last two runs to be able to mount a challenge, and ultimately cost us third at, you know, at the I guess the last 25-30 laps of the race. I just tried to drive through the push and ended up just pretty much smoking the front tires off it, and I ended up losing second. So that was unfortunate, but I figured with 20 or so to go, I had to just, you know, lay it all out on the line, see if I could do anything, and, you know, unfortunately come up short.
Knowing that you had the pace, does anything from here translate into another tire eater at Homestead?
Yeah, for sure. I think it does. I mean, I think, you know, these slick hot racetracks are, you know, are all, you know, characteristics are somewhat similar. The things you need your car to do well to be faster, similar. So, yeah, I was, you know, I've been really happy with our cars. I felt like we had a shot at winning the Southern 500, the Coke 600, chance to win here. So we've been knocking on the door. We've just been, you know, it's just feels like it hasn't been our season yet, but we're right there. The guys are doing a great job and our cars are fast. And we just, we got to put it all together one of these days coming soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on what you're saying about, you know, this and Homestead being a little bit different. Kyle said he doesn't feel like, you know, the Toyota program is totally necessarily back yet just because you guys ran well today, just because this is such a different track. Do you feel the same way, or do you feel like you guys are making improvements right now?
You know, I think that we're trying to make improvements for sure. I think it's been a little bit tough, you know, not having practice and things like that to, you know, to hit it right. I think our cars are close. I don't think, you know, we're dominant. I think there's some really fast cars out there that we're trying to catch up to. So, you know, we really have to do all the little things right to, you know, to be able to put ourselves in position to win races. And, you know, we've done that. We've been in position a few times this season, and, you know, things didn't go the way we needed them to. And when you're not a dominant car, you're not just going to blow back through the field when you have issues. So we definitely know we need to get better. The guys that are all working hard at the shop, and, you know, it's difficult in this time with no practice and things like that. And, you know, having to work at the shop in certain ways, you know, in groups and things, it's just been difficult. So everybody's trying hard, doing a great job. And, we're going to just, you know, keep chipping away at them here and, hopefully continue to get better.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll take our next question from Alex Glaze. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, Martin, a question for you. Just with the video that was released before the race today, there's been a lot of talk about it being divisive and, you know, a little controversial. Just why do you think racism in 2020 is so controversial right now? And do you agree with, you know, this being the right time to put that message out there?
You know, I really don't know why it is. It's just the way things have worked out. So, I mean, you know, obviously with the events over the past, you know, couple of weeks, you know, that kind of brought it to everybody's attention, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, hate the things that I've been seeing, and, you know, felt like when they were organizing, to put that video together, felt like it's something I needed to do just because of, you know, feeling so awful about how these things have gone. And so, yeah. That's all. And I'm not sure why it's all happened here. I don't know if it's everybody went crazy for being cooped up from the coronavirus or what, but it's kind of crazy times. Hopefully hopefully these crazy times are getting ready to be over with.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Martin, the longer that we have gone on with the shorter schedules with no practice and no qualifying, the more you seem to hear from people that are saying, oh, we don't need to do that. Let's just keep it this way. But you and Kyle both referenced the fact of what practice at the track, some of the benefits are. Do you still believe that there's a place for at-track practice that makes, and what does that do for your team?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, for sure, at some point, I mean, we're going to get back to practicing and qualifying. There's no question about that. So I don't really understand your first part of your question there. But, you know, I think for us, we, you know, especially experienced drivers, I feel like can get in there and practice. And, you know, you there's certain things in your car that if you want to go out and win cup races, these things have to drive the way you want them to. And everybody doesn't like the same thing. And, you know, simulation is great, but there's so many assumptions in there that, you know, we went from having a shot at we dominated the Coke 600, went back 3 days later, and we could barely run 25th at the start of the race. So that's just where the practice thing comes in. You know, you go to the racetrack with your best guess of what you think is going to work, and then you go, you know, and it's not always what you think it's going to be. So, you know, you give a great driver and a crew chief and engineer and team, you know, an hour to work on a race car, they're going to get it better. And I think that's what Kyle was mentioning, and same with me, is that we haven't had a chance to do that. And I feel like our teams are really good at making good adjustments throughout practice. And we probably haven't done the greatest job of starting the races as good as we needed to as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one more question with Martin. Lewis, go ahead.
Okay, going into Wednesday at Martinsville, of course, you won the last race down there. How encouraging is it to go down there on a weeknight race with your first top five of the season?
Yeah, it's definitely encouraging. You know, I mean, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we've had a really strong season as far as being competitive and, you know, getting tons of stage points, and we've been kind of lacking on our finishes a little bit. So it felt good to, you know, get that top five out of the way. I wish we could have won. I felt like, you know, through the first two stages, we had a dominant car, and then, you know, the track changed and we didn't keep up with it. That's just part of this racing. So we need to do a better job of that. But, you know, James, his first year as crew chief, I feel like he's doing a great job. And I feel like the whole team is really, you know, doing a nice job, especially as, you know, things have changed with a smaller amount of guys at the track and no practice and all those things. And, you know, the guys are doing a great job. So we'll keep working hard on it. You know, Martinsville's been a good track to us the past few seasons. And, you know, being the defending winner there last time, you know, feels great, but it doesn't guarantee anything. So different rules package, lower downforce this time around. And we'll have to hopefully go there and have something that'll work good off the trailer because, you know, again, no practice. So we'll see how it goes, but excited about it and looking forward to a night race at Martinsville.
Thanks, Martin.
Thanks.
All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. And we'll get to see you Wednesday.
Thanks, everybody. See ya.